Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is normally Dr. Christopher Green, but the man is on another little trip, my friend, and we got Sean Whitfield back with me, and I love it when Sean's here. We roll extremely well. We'll be looking forward to Dr. Green coming back next week. Keep in mind, we did announce Dr. Green did get married a couple weeks ago, so, you know, we got to do a little honeymooning.
Yeah, good morning, Ed. Happy to be here, and I am certainly not the expert in the medical field as Dr. Green, but I have a real interest in passion for health and nutrition and healthy living, and so I always enjoy coming on the program, and happy to be here.
Good. We flow well, and yes, you have been involved in athletics and bodybuilding and lifting weights for as long as I've known you, which is many decades, and certainly a very aggressive person as far as trying to stay healthy, be healthy, and of course, you know, all of that comes down to anti-aging and not having diseases. The things that we sometimes dismiss, and we kind of think that if we go to the doctor once a year, we're all going to be fine. Well, if you look around at most 50, 60, 70-year-olds, they're not what I call optimal. They are struggling. They have lots of medications. They are aching and having pains. Many are not sleeping well, have certainly anxiety and depression is epidemic. And this pandemic has raised all of these symptoms to a new level because of the stress involved. So trying to expect to be super healthy by going to get a physical once a year is a mirage. It will not happen. It's a fantasy.
Well, you and I just had a birthday. I turned 52. You turned 63. And do you ever stop and think a moment of people that you grew up with or people you went to school with or been friends with for years or decades? And you take notice that they let themselves go.
I think 50% of all people do, and part of it is not really, some of it's their fault, some of it's not. I think lack of discipline is epidemic in many of us today, but the other part is lack of education. We are being sold a bill of goods by the conventional medical practices that are going on. Mm-hmm. They give you the idea that they are going to fix whatever happens. They literally, I have an old Bronco. It's a I don't remember the year, probably a 95, and it's got a, you know, ton of miles on it. But I keep it maintained very well. But a lot of things on there are loose. They're not like a new car or new Bronco, and I have to keep kind of patching it up. Well, many of us think of our body like an old Bronco. When it has some trouble, we're going to run it in the garage, which is the doctor's visit. Mm-hmm. Well, they can patch you pretty damn well, and they can also diagnose the disorder. What they don't do is heal you. They don't offer optimal health. They don't help you to be coached on how do we sleep better. Do you really think that not sleeping is an Ambien deficiency, people? No, it's not. So we're putting basically a patch on a tire that has a leak in it, and we all know, especially men know who have dealt with tires, that a patch will only last for a few thousand miles. It will not last tens of thousands. It will come back off. Medication generally is going to do the same thing if you don't address the underlying reasons why it happened to begin with. And Dr. Green is very, very open to this philosophy. He's the first to admit that medical schools do not train this. I call it functional medicine. It is an emerging industry in the medical field, and conventional people hate the word. Mm-hmm. I have spoke at two medical conferences in the past 3 years, and when I stood up on the last one and said I want to speak on functional medicine, there were a lot of heads that just looked downward because they do not believe in looking for the why. The why is what functional medicine does. I want to know why you're not feeling well. I want to know why your hormones are not well. I want to know why you have anxiety and depression. I don't want to just put a patch on it. I don't want to take a piece of duct tape and put it on the red light on your dashboard and hope it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Nutrition World does. It's not what our coaches do. That's not what people in functional medicine wants to accomplish. And the person themselves today has to embrace the philosophy that there is a, you go to the physical to get your overall kind of your score of how you're doing and maybe be get diagnosed with something. But if you expect to be optimally well, it will not come from that office.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it just simply won't. And I used to believe that it could, but it will not. You have to break out of that mode. You don't have to get fire those people. You keep the same people, but you have to embrace new people along with your other and create a team that's going to help you to be optimally healthy. I've never seen a time, of course, I'm 63 now, and I did just celebrate my birthday yesterday or 3 days ago, and I did 63 push-ups for the celebration, and I did a video on Facebook and on NutritionW.com that spoke about a breakfast drink that I call my elixir. It is one of the most powerful ways to improve your health, lose weight, have energy, create less inflammation. And it has to do with a drink that you can look at on Facebook or on NutritionW.com. I'm not going to explain it here. But people who eat breakfast are basically in a doom loop to me. They cannot create the right blood chemistry. When you start your day with the improper blood chemistry, you are doomed, because no matter how good your lunch and supper is, you've already blown the deal. Once you start a chemistry internally of inflammation and also imbalances, you can't fix it that day. You have to wait till the next day. Well, the next day you're going to eat cereal. Bad. You're going to eat bagels. Bad. You're going to have, occasionally, you could might have a decent eggs and maybe some oatmeal, decent, but you can't do that every day. So I've just decided I'm eating breakfast one day a week, which usually is Saturday or Sunday at First Watch, and I will give First Watch my my two thumbs up, because they have cage-free eggs, which are clean eggs, not raised in a concentrated animal feeding operations, those little cages. And they have very good quality foods. So one day a week, Saturday or Sunday, I will eat breakfast there. And the rest, I will drink my breakfast. It makes such a difference. Actually, the day I eat breakfast, I enjoy eating it, but I do not feel as well the rest of the day. So that's a rant, my morning rant about the morning breakfast.
I was going to say, we could pull about five or six different good topics of conversation from all that. But you made comment about 63 push-ups. Now, how did you feel the next morning or 2 days later? Did you feel like, I mean, did you have your body really conditioned for that? Had you been doing that?
I felt really worn out that day, and I thought I would be hurting, but I'm not. I am fortunate. I'm extremely disciplined in the gym. I'm there 5 days a week, as you are, Sean. Mm-hmm. I actually did 63 push-ups, 63 upside-down shoulder presses, and I jumped rope like a crazy man, and also did 16 pull-ups. Only the push-ups were posted on the Facebook and on Nutrition W. And I'm not trying to brag by any means. In fact, on Instagram today, I did a boxing of the heavy bag. I've not boxed in almost 10 years. And I was very frustrated, because you will appreciate this probably, Sean, more mm-hmm. than the average public. My sister gave me a weightlifting belt when I was 14 years old. I have kept that belt since I was 14. I'm 63. And it got stolen out of my bag yesterday.
Oh, man.
And it was a heartbreak. It was literally through a divorce and through all of the things I've been through. I own nothing of my old life except that belt. That was the last remnant of my early days. And maybe there's a 1% chance it will show up somewhere else.
That's something somebody would go to.
And it was the day of when I did the push-ups, which was 4 days ago.
So it was in the gym.
It was in my gym bag, and I came in the next day, and it's simply gone, and I've looked everywhere. All I can say is I hit the heavy bag today because I'm a pretty damn good boxer, and the person who stole it is not listening to the show. They better just watch out, because if I catch them in that gym, they are going to be hell to pay.
Yeah, you might even see them wearing that belt.
Oh, they're so stupid, they probably will wear it. And I'm going to make visits into that gym in order to make sure that I'm just going to scan it, because I am whipping his freaking butt in front of other people if he doesn't give me my belt back. Yeah. So,
well, the reason I asked how you were the next day or the 2 days later, because if I'd have done all that, I would have been so sore the next day or the day after.
I'm not sore is because I do take so many supplements that have some anti-soreness components to it. I'm normally not used to doing that, and I thought I'd be dying, but actually I was fine the next day, a little shoulder soreness, but I was perfectly fine. Yeah. I have to have goals. We all do, I think, to, you know, reach a new level. Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge fan of Wim Hof. Wim Hof is the person who can take a fairly untrained person and have them climb Mount Kilimanjaro in 12 weeks in shorts and running shorts and tennis shoes, when people who have trained for 5 years can't do it. How does he do it? He does it by subjecting the body to very intense cold and breath holding. The body wants to become stronger, but we have to keep teasing it into that strength. And one of the things that's happened to this society is we have become so, I don't know, we feel like we're going to break if we do anything out of the ordinary. And the opposite is true. The immune system today is not challenged enough. That's why when we get sick, we seem to fall apart. And we actually need sicknesses. That's why we have so many autoimmune diseases. The immune system is not tested enough. I wanted to get COVID. I tried to get COVID. I wanted to be around people who were sick. And I finally did 8 weeks ago. And I can explain some more of that in the next episode. So
yeah, you'll definitely have to explain that, because you've already got people driving down the road right now going, what?
I beg for it. And all of us should, let me tell you. Guess what, my friend? It's time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk with you, Sean, about some of these hysteria and facts about COVID. Not that it's not an issue. I'm not downplaying it, but it's not the hysteria that we have been led to believe. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, who's normally here with Sean, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with normally my partner, Dr. Green, but today we've got Sean Whitfield, who's one of my favorite co-hosts, and we're back here talking about, of course, health. We can't talk about health these days without speaking of the pandemic and COVID and SARS.
Yeah, that's for sure. Ed, before you share with us your stories about COVID, I got to tell you this about Dr. Green real quick, mm-hmm. and especially since he's not here. Maybe he's listening, though. A very good mutual friend of ours was in the hospital. It's been about a year ago. And while he was in the hospital, he was being asked a lot of questions by the physicians and so forth that were on duty. And they ask him who his general practitioner was. He says, oh, it's Dr. Christopher Green. And immediately the other doctor says, oh, my gosh. He says, what all has he been telling you, or what all are you, all the stuff? He says, that Dr. Green is a holistic doctor. He said that guy's all about natural stuff, and said, I don't know if you can take all of his advice.
I have ruined him. Oh, my God.
So when I heard that story, and of course, the story was told to me better than I just shared it, I just started laughing. I thought, well, that is so great. I said, Ed has rubbed off on Dr. Green, and it has traveled throughout the medical community.
He's doomed. He's just freaking doomed. I'm sorry, Chris.
So I thought you'd enjoy that. So anyway, we'll talk about the other.
I will pass that along for sure this coming week. I do want to say that again, and Dr. Green is totally on board with myself as far as the culture of fear that has been started early March, and every single show we speak about the culture of fear and hysteria that has been dumped on the Chattanooga, Tennessee, and United States population. Because when the facts are distilled down, we should not be panicking. We should not be closing everyone. We should be practicing common sense. Yes, we should have done that with the flus. We should have done that with every epidemic. But the thing is, you know, most people today, they did a poll that really most individuals in this country believe that 30 million people have died from COVID. In fact, there's been 180,000 people. That's all sad. But the problem is with the 180,000 is so many of those numbers are inflated. What do I mean by inflated? I had 4 different people who went to get tested for COVID. They were in line at Murfreesboro. It was about 8 weeks ago. And they were just thinking they'd been around somebody, and that was during the point when everyone was getting tested, which is now starting to slow because of the CDC. And they stood in line, and they waited and waited and waited, and they didn't ever get to the front of the line, but they had to fill out the paperwork. Well, all 4 were tested positive, but they never got the test. All they did was fill out the paperwork. That is common. This is not an uncommon thing that happens. So they got counted as being tested positive. That's number one. Number two, 30 to 35% of all deaths are in nursing homes. Does not negate the pain of a death, but it also doesn't increase our risk at all or very little, because that's an isolated incident. So 35% less people you could take off the numbers, because it's not affecting us if you're looking at the big numbers. My dad died of C. diff. C. diff runs through every nursing home. If we look at those numbers, that would be horrendously sad. And then thirdly is, because you get a positive test does not equate to having COVID. That's why the CDC this week came out and said asymptomatic people should not be tested. That is the smartest thing. And I have put the CDC down over the past 6 months. I am giving 2 thumbs up to their final wisdom. Because what's happened is every time someone's tested positive, whether it's accurate or inaccurate, it doesn't matter, it's being counted as an illness. Like, we should run from these people. They have to be quarantined. That's all total hysteria BS. It is not valid. And finally, the CDC is coming out to say that. And the other thing the CDC did last week, which I'm printing business cards that will be with me tomorrow, actually on Monday. In order to have any fear of getting COVID, you need to be within 6 feet of a person for more than 15 minutes. So all you waitresses and waiters who are ordering me to pull my mask over my mustache when it's already over my lips, get off of it, because I'm only in your face for 1 minute. The CDC's admitting you need to be in my face for 15 within 6 feet. And I'm doing the somewhat the best I can, but I refuse to be treated like like someone who you are doing me a service by serving me food. You should be lucky that I'm coming in with my hard-earned money to pay you for fixing me food. And I am just fed up with the businesses that are, number one, cowards, and they're literally not able to find the middle ground of this. You don't need to be on the right or the left. You need to be on the middle ground. Don't put signs up on the front of your business that are ordering me to do not come in without your mask pulled up. You know what? What happened to the word please or thank you? And I refuse to shop in businesses that have signs that are so Nazi-like. And so there's my rant on the signs. But there's been so many errors with this whole thing from March 12th till now, and it is going to go down the history books as one of the biggest farces that's ever been put on this country. That still doesn't negate common sense. I want people who are sick to be home. I want people who are at risk because of obesity and because of low vitamin D levels and because of high blood sugar to stay home. They don't need to be subjecting themselves out to the public. I am very well read on this subject, and no one can debate me any better than, I don't care how many degrees you have, I can debate with you to the end of time because I have the studies. So, woo, okay.
And if they want to debate you, they can set a time with you at Nutrition World.
Absolutely. I bring it on, brother or sister. In fact, there's a Dr. Jensen who Dr. Green knows. He had read about him, and many people have. He's got millions of hits. And he pointed out that, which is very true, if a patient died by being hit by a bus, but they were tested positive for COVID, it would be reported as a COVID death. That is counting into the thousands of people, because having it does not mean you're ill. Positive is very common. A coronavirus can encompass colds. It can encompass many things, and the test is not extremely accurate.
Ed, if you were someone out there listening and you've got parents that are currently in a nursing home, would you take them out of the nursing home and maybe bring them to your house or arrange health care for them?
If that was possible and I could financially and make it work in my own life, yes, I would. Because a nursing home, it can't help but being a breeding ground. Now, there's a website called StopCovidCold.com. Dr. McCullough, who I respect greatly, he has all the facts in order to build your system where if you get COVID, you will not probably die from it if you follow these simple precautions of raising your vitamin D to 50 nanograms and adding quercetin, zinc, and vitamin C. Those are the things that keep the cytokine storm from flooding your lungs with fluid. The biggest problem is on day 5 of COVID, you can have an overaggressive immune system, which the lungs start overly fighting it to a point the body really just shuts down in a certain way and the lungs fill with fluid. And I said this to several people on texting somewhere around March and April when they were all panicking. And we were still learning in March, I will have to say. We didn't have the facts we have now. So it was a difficult time. But I said, you know, bring the COVID to me. I want it. I want to get it. I want to see what it's like. And the CDC says that all of us have, on average, 5 virus infections a year. I'm 63 freaking years old. So I've had minimum of 5 per year. So that would be 315 virus infections. COVID's a virus infection, people. It's no worse than the flu unless you are obese, have low vitamin D levels, or you're really, really at risk with other health issues. That's the same with the flu and pneumonia. If those people are subjecting themselves to that level of health, they have to stay home. They do. They can't get out. But they should not make this whole society shut down, because most of us, including you, Sean, if you get it, you're going to have a freaking lousy few days, as I did when I got it 8 weeks ago in Florida on vacation. Did not realize I had it. I had 2 bad nights of terrible coughing. I did the protocol that is on my The Holistic Navigator by Dr. Roundtree. I followed his advice, took all my goodies, and 3 days later, I didn't have any more cough. The lungs were fine. I had fatigue for 2 weeks, and I had some bone ache in my legs that were pretty dang uncomfortable at night. But it was workable. I still had a good vacation because I took the nutrients. And mainstream media is not telling you the truth about nutritional intervention.
So was it 5 different products that Dr. Roundtree recommended?
Approximately 5 to 6, which was the quercetin, vitamin C. I do mushrooms. We have to do melatonin at night. Melatonin at 10 milligrams has been shown to calm the immune system, so it does just enough work. It doesn't go overboard and flood the lungs, and it doesn't go under, but you still fight whatever is going on in your body. This is standard research. This is not like some fringe people who are saying this. We have so much in PubMed you could look up, hundreds of studies, but yet conventional media and conventional medicine fears ever stepping outside the box. They have to have standard medical practice, or else they fearful of the peer pressure and what may come down on them. And legally, I have to defend their position. If they do something outside the box, they could be subjecting themselves to some litigation that would be unfair, as Dr. Jensen did when he pointed out that patients who, you know, die from a car wreck, or and if they have COVID, or counted as COVID. He was put on the stake and was like literally tried to be burned because of that one statement. Now they have dropped the charges against him, but it was totally unfair because he stood up and said the truth. And the truth is not a friendly place right now.
The supplement quercetin, what exactly is that?
It's actually a natural antihistamine, and it modulates the level of which your immune system is going after something. What we want is, you would think that you would want an immune system that, like the Marines and the Army and the Navy and the Air Force, they all go after the enemy. We do want that, but you can actually have too many. It would be like all those 4 forces coming in and they start bombing themselves because there's too many of the aggressive soldiers going into the battle. And that's what happens with COVID in these susceptible individuals. And it does happen somewhere between day 4 and day 7. So, you know, the Holistic Navigator, Dr. Roundtree, or you can go to stopcovidcold.com. And it has all the information, because you will not get this from your normal conventional physician, because he can't really legally give it to you. So you have to learn on your own. And you would think that would not be the case, but it is the case. StopCovidCold.com.
Here is a medical or a report on a major news media website, and they're saying that the White House is forecasting more than 317,000 U.S. deaths from COVID-19 by December.
Well, first off, if
you find that realistic,
what I find is 317,000 probably means 200,000 because of the inaccuracies of reporting. One, if it is 200,000, it's a bad flu season. So it's not the 30 million that most people believe in. It's also, we're fortunate that it is not spread easily, or is only has caused 26 deaths in children in the United States as of 4 weeks ago. Car wrecks in the same amount of time caused 514. The damage to the mental state and emotional state of children not being at school is far worse. And you cannot figure out how many kids are going to overdose on drugs because they were so depressed. And the kids who could not eat foods because the school is the place where they eat foods. So this is not a vacuum. We cannot think that, you know, you can do only one right thing and all is well. It's not well. You have to take a bigger picture by stepping back.
Interesting.
So, all right. Well, it is time to take another break, Sean. And when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about foods and where I've been eating lately, and this thing about how other countries sell the same food we do, but I want to read you the labels from those other countries. It is astounding and sad. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green Normally, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, normally with Dr. Green, but he's taking the day off, and I'm here with Sean Whitfield, which I always enjoy. And I want to ask you, Sean, have you eaten in any new places this week that you can talk about?
As far as anything new, nothing new stands out.
What are your favorites?
You know, as far as my go-tos, Jay Alexander's is one of my favorites. I like Texas Roadhouse. They're a partner with us on some of our radio programs. And one of the things that I really admire about them is they make everything fresh daily.
Do they?
Yes. Everything is made fresh daily, with the exception of their fat-free ranch dressing. All their dressings, all the way to the croutons, everything is made fresh daily. They even have a butcher on staff. They cut their own meat. It doesn't come in frozen, you know, like most restaurants.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's very interesting how they do business, and it's very impressive. So.
Well, I learned something, and obviously listeners will too.
You should try them.
You took me out there before our show started with Dr. Green, which was 2.5 years ago, mm-hmm. and that was the last time. I don't think I ate much there, but I'm going to look at the menu. And I have been eating at Salsarita's lately, because I found out they are very similar. They're doing everything as fresh as they can, and they have a really good appreciation for customers. Please, people, you know, go to restaurants that actually appreciate your dollar, because you worked hard for that. And those of the kind of institutions that are forcing you to do backflips in order to spend your hard-earned money, then please go somewhere else. They don't deserve your business. And I also been going to Southern Star downtown lunch with my daughter. They're doing a good job.
I've not eaten there in a while.
And and two nights ago, and well, actually three times this past week, Acropolis. I love the atmosphere of Acropolis and how they treat me and everything else.
That's always good food.
It is.
El Primo at Cambridge Square in Ottawa. Do you ever get
there? I do. Oh, I love it. It's just, that's a little bit more what I call a special place, I guess. But that is excellent.
Especially when you're in the mood for Italian. I try to stay away from Italian as much as possible. But
well, I will say that at least my personal goals this past 2-3 months, and I don't know how long it will last, but I think it will for a while, is I'm eating 50 carbs a day Monday through Friday, and I do go to 150 on Saturday and Sunday. And if anyone out there looks up carbs, pasta is not on the menu.
Yeah.
You could easily get 100 carbs out of one dish of pasta.
Are you into chocolate chip cookies at all? I know you're not on a regular basis, but is that like something you would...
I used to love those, yes.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine went to that cookie place called Crumble. Have you seen it there on East Brainerd Road?
Oh, yes, I've seen it. Tell me about it.
Well, she got me this box, and it had four cookies in it. It was about the size of maybe a little bit larger than like one of those old-fashioned moon pies. Mm-hmm. And the cookies were very different than any that I'd had before. It wasn't your typical, you know, like cookie place there with Baskin-Robbins or out at the mall or something. These are real thick, kind of a cake type style, and boy, they are out of this
really?
World. Oh my gosh, they are out of this world. I felt guilty the whole time I was eating one of them, but that's my weakness. If when I treat myself to cheating, that's what I'll usually cheat with is a good chocolate chip, fresh homemade chocolate chip cookie. But you have to try it at least one time. And I think the place is a little pricey, but the old saying, you get what you pay for. And these are outstanding.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, talking about that, you know, part of life is enjoying food. And we all have an addiction for carbohydrates. It's just wired into us. And that's where we have to control it, because we can get out of control with that. But the problem is, in this country, it's really almost despicable what the manufacturers are doing. I've got some things that I can tell you real quickly, that the ingredients of certain foods in the U.S. opposed to other countries, one of which is like we all see Sunny D in the grocery store. The one here in the United States has things, canola oils, one of the worst products on earth. It's in Sunny D, sodium citrate, all these heavy-duty chemicals, yellow dye number 5, yellow dye number 6, preservatives. Well, guess what? In the UK, the ingredients are water, fruit juice, sugar, citric acid, and vitamins. Well, in the US, it's full of chemicals. The same with M&Ms. And if you want to see this, you go to Food Babe on the internet or on Facebook. This lady is phenomenal for speaking the truth. She's got the M&Ms package. She's got the old El Paso tortilla package, which is astounding how bad the ingredients are in the U.S. And in France, it is nothing but wheat, flour, sunflower oil, and two other minor ingredients. Ours is a whole book that you have to read full of chemicals. Tropicana orange juice in America compared to France, there's not even a comparison. And then you go to Campbell's minestrone soup. Or in the United States, is a book to read. In Australia, it's very small. Fruit Loops between Canada and America. Keep in mind, people, these are still made by, like, Fruit Loops is still made by Kellogg's. Kellogg's could make a healthier version for this country, but because of the control and the profits and it's just not happening. You have to be the informed consumer to look at these products. I would never give my kid Fruit Loops from America. I would give her Fruit Loops from Canada. Activia, the yogurt, a totally different list between Netherlands and America. Because, see, countries like Netherlands and France, they will not allow this piece of junk to be served to their public because they know better. And I just think it's just a very sad situation. And again, let the consumer beware. They have to be an informed consumer. Food Babe is the place to go to. And I want to push Earth Conscious Mama. My daughter has that Facebook group. It is a private group, but you can just sign on. And it has to do with kind of like Food Babe. She is embracing how to live a healthy, toxin-free lifestyle for mothers and people with young children. And I spoke about what my daughter fed her one-year-old son about two shows ago. And it was just astounding what difference her diet is for her kid than it is the average American. So far, he's not had any sugar. He's not had any preservatives. He's had a high-fat diet. I was there just three or four nights ago. Loves avocados, loves broccoli, loves all the vegetables, cannot get enough. Ground beef that's organic from Nutrition World. You name it, and he is 2 inches taller than the normal one-year-old, and he has an amazing capacity for attention and learning. That can't happen when you give the Fruit Loops from this country. I'm sorry. It just won't happen.
So what are you, granddad, pawpaw, grandpa?
You know, he's not really speaking, but I saw a movie when I was in Florida during the time I had COVID, and it was about Bonnie and Clyde. Do you remember what that the movie stars that is the latest Bonnie and Clyde movie, but the older guy in there, Woody Harrell, the older guy in there, he was picking up his grandson, and his grandson said, "Pop, Pop." Well, that stuck with me. So I told my daughter, I said, "I want to be called Pop, Pop from this Bonnie and Clyde movie." So I'm hoping to be Pop, Pop.
P-O-P. Well, is Pop, Pop ready for more than one grandson?
Pop, Pop's fine with whatever comes his way. That's perfectly fine.
I didn't know if your grandson was already, you know, had your heartstrings and you were thinking, you know, I wouldn't mind having a granddaughter and maybe another grandson.
Well, considering I work 6 days a week, I have almost no time for myself. I have to say, I wish I had more time for family, but I simply don't. 2020 has been hard on all of us. And if you're in business, you better sharpen your sword now, or you may not have a sword in 2021. And I have got up to the level of hard work, because if we don't push for the best we can get, we may fall down.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, 15,000 restaurants are not going to reopen or will be going out of business. And I'm keeping a list of all the people in Chattanooga who are falling. I did hear Aretha Frankenstein has been closed, and it was wondering whether they were going to open. People were on Facebook were like, it doesn't look like they are, which is, and you know, it's a small place. That would be very difficult to have seating where distances, because it was so tiny. It's just a sad thing. And now, you know, all this truth finally coming out that you have to be within 6 feet for 15 minutes to even have a risk of getting it. So the waitresses are not going to give you anything, most likely, or waiters. And so if you're with your family, you've assumed that risk. So it is very safe to go out and eat. And I do wear my mask when I need to.
Well, I stress on the Move Radio all the time about get out here and support these local businesses, these small businesses, and even the chains. I saw recently where Outback, as an example, is on the verge of bankruptcy.
Really?
Which is a major restaurant chain. So get out here and support these businesses, because when we do get past this pandemic and get back to normal life, we want to be able to go back to the life and the lifestyle that we once had and the quality of life. And if we don't support these businesses, there's many of them that may not be around to give us their products and services.
No, there won't. And the side effect of that is, of course, the employees and all the ripples from them, their family, and everything else that can falter because of lack of income. And I do believe, and I, you know, one thing I like about Vital Health Radio is it's a record. It's a permanent record that will last far beyond even when I'm here, probably, because someone could find it somewhere. But I'm telling you right now, I think there's a big chunk of us who are going to be absolutely dismayed by the fact that we have been had, that we have turned our life upside down and frozen ourselves for 6 months or a year because we were told lies. We were told exaggerated lies that were simply not backed with facts. The first month or two, we didn't know things. We did know it within the first 60 days, but no one was paying attention to it. And all the people like Dr. McCullough, Dr. Green, myself, the outspoken ones, Dr. Jensen, many, many, many people came out and spoke the truth, and yet they were all put down and made fun of when in fact that was the truth. This is an exaggerated hysteria, and the fact the schools opening are one of the greatest things that's ever happened, despite many people panicking. And I will have to say, Nutrition World is so convinced that vitamin D will save lives that we give all teachers and all healthcare workers free vitamin D, because we know that every single, or 96% of all severe cases of COVID have vitamin D levels less than 29 nanograms. And the people who are over 40 nanograms, there's only like 6% who have severe symptoms. This is a $5 remedy, people. Why do you not think it's on the headlines of every single news media? Because that doesn't sell. They want hysteria. They want fear. The public is controlled much better when they're in a fearful, frozen state than they are when they're thinking and clear-headed. And the data from dozens of countries show that school openings have not resulted in significant increases in students, parents, or staffs getting sick. No, it's not a perfect system. There will be a few. But there are going to be more than that who are going to suffer from depression, possible suicides, and all kind of family issues because they're not eating properly. The parents are so stressed they can't even go to work. So it's rippling on so many other levels. But we have to be clear-headed with this and make the right decision, and that is to send your children back to school and do it with raising their vitamin D levels, in my opinion, and also not feeding them junk in the morning, which is sugar. Sugar depresses the immune system for 4 hours. Feed them high protein, high healthy fat foods. And if you want to listen to what that diet is, go back 2 issues on Vital Health Radio and listen to what my grandson eats. That's the diet that children should be eating. That's what will keep you totally healthy and you never have to worry. Woo. Okay.
Some good Vital Health Radio here.
Oh, good. Dr. Green's not here. He wouldn't be getting too many minutes here with me today. That's for damn sure.
He would be trying to just squeeze in a curveball here and there. However, Dr. Green will be back with us next week. He is, we're assuming, enjoying his time with his lovely new bride on a honeymoon vacation. So we trust that he is having a wonderful time, and be back with us here again next Sunday morning.
Absolutely. Well, it is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking about a couple more things about health, and we've got that plus more to come. Normally for Dr. Green, he'll be back next week. I am Ed Jones with Here with Sean. So stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with my buddy Dr. Christopher Green, but he's taking a kind of a honeymoon break, here with Sean Whitfield, my long-term friend. And you know, Dr. Green always has a spiritual moment. I'm certainly can never fill his shoes, but there's a new website I've been getting every day called the Daily Stoic, and it has to do with ancient wisdom for everyday life. And I loved what I read 3 days ago. It said, people will piss you off in this life. That is a given. You'll get cut off on the highway. You'll be spoken to rudely. You'll get blown off. Someone will drop the ball. Someone screaming baby will keep you up all night on a plane. But before you get upset, you should stop yourself, because maybe there's something you don't quite know about the situation. Think of Brandon Matthews, who was about to make contact on a putt that could have secured him on a spot in the PGA Open Championship. When a spectator screamed, Matthew threw up his hands in disbelief, and the interruption cost him the tournament. It turns out that the middle-aged man who had yelled had Down syndrome. In fact, he was such a fan of Matthews that he couldn't contain his excitement for him. I was frustrated at first, Matthews said, but because I didn't understand the full circumstances behind it. But once I did, it was a pretty easy situation for me to handle. He walked over to that fan and gave him his golf ball and a big hug. I thought that was a wonderful story.
It is.
We don't hardly ever really know the story behind why people act the way they do. Mm-hmm. And to take a step back, take a pause, and to just kind of take it into account that they probably are suffering in some level of their life.
Well, it's a good reminder that so many times in life you have no idea what someone else may be going through.
No, every time somebody's speeding in front of me and I was with a friend or whoever, and they're like, oh, look at that person, I'll say, well, they're probably going to the hospital. And I don't always believe that, but it could be. And sometimes perhaps they are having some kind of panic situation.
You never know. I want to encourage folks to check out VitalHealthRadio.com, built by Avalon Design Studios. Go to the section called Ask Us, and that's where you can submit any questions or comments for Dr. Green or Ed Jones. We're going to call it Ask the Doctor and the Holistic Navigator.
Good.
So anybody that's got any questions or comments, please go to VitalHealthRadio.com, click on the section Ask Us, and we will read them here on the program.
Well, thank you. And I do want to say on TheHolisticNavigator.com, I'm not here to plug it, but my latest podcast on there was about iron overload. Let me tell you, people, I know all of us, especially men and women too, not just one, have witnessed what happens when you leave something in your backyard for a few months that is made of iron. I don't care if it's a lawnmower or if it's just any piece of metal. It could be a saw, a screwdriver, whatever. It rusts. Well, guess what happens when you have too much what we call iron in the body, or ferritin? It causes damage to your cells. It ages you prematurely. And the conventional blood testing is so inaccurate, you have to know how to interpret it, and your regular physician does not, I must say. They don't know what optimal levels are. They know what reference ranges are. Reference ranges do not apply to superior health. And any woman who has a level over 50 or a man over 70 is aging prematurely. So on The Holistic Navigator, I talk about how do we get rid of, and what do we do if we have excessive iron? Because it damages the liver, it's causing a lot of disorders and disease in this country, and it's easy to fix, people. So if you've ever been told you have iron, high iron, or not even been told, because you probably won't be, if you've been told you really have high iron, but getting it checked yearly is very important. And we do blood testing at Nutrition World on the last Friday of each month. In fact, this past Friday was the biggest day we ever had. They're here 8 to 11 o'clock, and they were packed with two phlebotomists. We had people lined up practically to the front door all morning long, because people are embracing self-health like I've never seen in my 42-year career. And the reason is because they're finally waking up to the fact that conventional medicine doesn't have all the answers. They have plenty of good answers now. Don't think they don't, and I'm not putting them down. They will save my life if I'm in a car wreck, I have a bad UTI, I've had a heart attack. You take me to the hospital and let Dr. Green work on me with all his pharmaceutical knowledge, or any physician. But for long-term anti-aging, chronic diseases, you need to have a team approach, and that team approach involves perhaps them, but other people. And
Ed, to add to your comments about the podcast on iron, I listened to that the other morning when I was at the gym, and it's about 28 minutes long. So, folks, I would encourage you, 28 minutes, you've got time. If you're on your way to work, on your way home from work, that's a good time. If you're in the gym exercising, whatever it may be, it is well worth your time. I just thought I knew a lot about iron, and then 20 minutes later, I realized that I didn't really know much at all. But I walked away and certainly became better educated. And it was just a reminder that it's so important, especially for men, for those men that may be doing testosterone supplementation, that donating blood on a regular basis, because those iron levels in your blood can get up too high. And then you start to feel draggy, fatigue, and can cause other issues.
Absolutely. And I appreciate the fact that you listen to those things, and I know you're interested, and you certainly reveal the fact that you practice what you talk about. I mean, to be your age, you certainly never look your age, and you're also staying very healthy and fit. overall. And it's going to pay off in supreme dividends when you hit 63 and above like I am. And I will have to say, you know, I'm not immune to things. I will end up having something. My goal is to delay it by 20 years because the old tough crowds of the 50s and below, they started getting things about 75 to 80 years old. We're getting them now at 50. And the average 50-year-old today is like the average 75 of the old days. And it does not need to happen. We're doing it with our knife and fork and our lack of knowledge and the fact that pharmaceuticals are, the average person is taking 17 pharmaceuticals per year. That is disastrous, people, disastrous. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and have a healthy and safe and fiercely calm day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.